Hey, it's Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're here with Amir Netz, and we're talking about Power BI. We're going to get a little deeper and do some configuration of my own dashboard.
Yeah, so, you know, when talking about Power BI, we have two kind of personas that we really care about. First of all, we have the analysts, and they're really still important. When talking about data analysis, they have a big role. They collect the data, they analyze the data, they understand how to look at the data, and they often share the insights to other people. So let's take a look for a moment at the kind of facilities we give to the business analyst, and then move to the regular business user. Okay. So one thing that we learned about business analysts is, no matter what tools they use, and there are quite a lot of data analysis tools in the market, the most common function that you use in every one of those tools, the most common button, the math says third most common button, is export to Excel. Yes, of course, the first and second are OK and cancel. No, it's just love. No matter what business analyst you talk to, they all tell you that they can use other tools, but Excel is one tool that they cannot live without.
Right.
So when we build Power BI, we knew that Excel has to have a very special role. So we build a whole set of functionality. I want to show you the kind of thing that you can do in Excel 2013 here, and then we'll see how we transition to the server side and the cloud. So what you see here is a real set of data. This is coming from our travel team. They actually, Microsoft employees travel around the world quite a lot. And this is real booking data. We actually had it in Hadoop. I'm going to skip the part how we got into Excel, beautiful. But let's take a look at what we have here. So first of all, we can go and take a look at the number of miles that Microsoft employees traveled. So I'm going to go and take the mile traveled and throw it into the canvas. And I can see that Microsoft employees traveled about 3.3 billion miles, which is just incredible, right? It's like over 10,000 times to the moon. It's just crazy. And you can see the breakdown by month. So you can say, let's go and just drop the month on it, and I get the breakdown by month. And I can say, let's go and change the visualization to make it into a line chart. And now we can see the trend over time. You can see the gradual, it seems like we have an upward trend. Microsoft seems to be traveling more and more, right? But here's a look at something else here. I also care about the expenses, right? It costs money, Microsoft a lot of money. So the cost per mile that Microsoft employee travels is about 25 cents. You can see it here. Let me just make it a bit larger.
That's actually less than my deduction, which is nice.
Yeah, 25 cents per. Now, as it happens, if you look at the destination city where they travel to, and you put it in here, and it's really interesting that I just go.
Why are we not going to Hawaii more?
We'll see in a moment. Okay, so I go to the design here and say let's make it into a bar chart. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's make it into a bar chart, and you can see that some places are more expensive. Rio de Janeiro. Is more expensive, so you can see Rio is more expensive. Toulouse, where it's generally about four times more than the average, right?
That's
it's
a
about
lot.
$1 per mile. Toulouse is almost the same thing. Why are these places so expensive? Well, the travel team, these guys are professional. They know what makes travel more expensive. And, I will tell you the answer. You'll realize that it kind of makes sense. You know that when you buy tickets the last moment, it costs you more. So the guys from travel have something called advanced booking category, which they measure when the ticket was booked. And you can see here, when I'm looking at Toulouse, and I just drop it in here, and highlighting Toulouse, and you can see that if you look at the blue line, which is the 0 to 6 days before the flight, the ticket was purchased, and you can see people fly to Toulouse seems to be buying the tickets last moment. I don't know if it's because everything is just putting out fires, or maybe they don't plan their travel well enough in advance, but you can see that it's always last-minute purchases, so you can understand why flying to Toulouse is so expensive, three times more than the average. Mm. The least expensive place to travel to, which is fascinating, is, let's just go reverse it, and I'm going to say, show me the... And you can see here, it is Honolulu.
Let's go.
Yeah, so you say, why is Honolulu? Well, you can see when I look at Honolulu, most people buy their tickets 4 weeks in advance.
Because they're excited to go.
Well... my assertion is, and people travel to Honolulu on business.
On business.
Then they make sure to book the tickets in advance to make sure there's enough seats on the plane for the family. Okay, right? It can make sense. Now, if you look at the rest of the list here, it's kind of fascinating because the third least expense is Orlando, another known business center.
Yes.
And if you're taking a business...
San Juan and Fort Lauderdale,
If you're looking at business cruise to the Caribbeans, Fort Lauderdale is a great destination.
Really,
right?
All the world's great business centers.
So it seems like there's a pattern going on here, right? Well, you know, Microsoft employees are just...
At least we're saving money when we do it, though.
Yes, at least we are planning well in advance our leisure time. So that's kind of interesting.
That's amazing. That is such, and it's so easy. You made that look so effortless, just pulling these things over.
It's all in Excel.
I think the other thing that's important to remember for people who think about Excel is they think about Excel opening giant 50 megabyte static Excel sheets. Mm-hmm. This is a view on larger amounts of data than you've ever dealt with in Excel before.
It's amazing, right? Now, I'm going to talk about the service, okay? So what I've done here, we can upload all this information into the service and we can create dashboards. And I'm going to show you how the power of working with dashboards at the service. So I'm going to just pull it out here. And I actually created already a dashboard for Hawaii. Now, why did I create a dashboard here for Hawaii? Because when I saw that the least expensive place to fly to is Honolulu, I said, that needs deeper investigation. So I packed the family and we flew to see what's happening there. And so tell me a story. Last day I'm there, I'm at the gate, you know, taking the red eye back to Seattle, and there's this elderly lady and is passing out forms. She's passing surveys from the government of Hawaii. It's a dense survey, asking me how I spend my money, where I've been, why did I show up there? Like two full pages, small fonts, and I fill the survey and I said, wow, why did they collect the data? What did they do with all this data? And since it's governmental data, you know, it's freedom of information and so forth, we could actually get the data. So we took the data and we built that dashboard.
Of course you did.
Okay? So let me show you. It's kind of really, really fun stuff. You can see all the information from that survey, including, for example, the per person spending per day. It's $182.
This is real. You really did this.
This is real data. Absolutely real data. Okay? And you can see per person spending per trip, almost exactly $1,700 per trip per person if you visit Hawaii. Real data. And you go in here and say $182 per person spending.
Per person per day.
Yeah. So I click on this, and now something really, really cool happens. First of all, I get the same number, larger fonts, which is good if I need like eyeglasses. No, but that's not really the point. The point is, now, you see, I have the blinking cursor here because it allows me to continue to ask more questions about the data. For example, I can ask per spending per day by island. And the key here is that in order to get information, if you are not an analyst and you're not feeling comfortable in Excel like I've been here, all you have to do is just ask your question in English and you can get the answers. For example, you know the most expensive island in Hawaii is Lanai. Have you ever been to Lanai?
No.
Well, it's a good reason. It's a good reason, right? Well, Lanai, if you don't know, Lanai is the place where Bill Gates got married. And 2 years ago, Larry Ellison purchased the island, perhaps to make sure that Bill Gates can never visit that place again. But it's a billionaire's island. You can see by far the cost per day is almost twice the rest. And at the bottom, you can see this Molokai here.
Uh-huh.
Have you been to Molokai?
I have not.
Very few people have been. I knew nothing about Molokai. I opened up Wikipedia. The first thing that popped to me was that Molokai is known for its leper colony. Maybe that explained why people don't visit Molokai very, very often. So, interesting, right?
When you type this in here, you typed by island, but how did you know what you could say? Like, I'd like to know spending per day based on where they came from.
So look at this. It offers me other options.
Yeah, I wanted to know.
Almost scripted this, right? We did not. So I can say instead of spending per day, I can go and ask for, days visited.
Well, I'd like to know, do people on the West Coast spend more money than people on the East Coast?
Okay, let's take a look at that. So actually, we can do that. I can go and say by region, okay? Here we go.
I figure if you come from New York,
people from the West Coast spend way more money. Visit more days. Okay, let's go to spending per day.
West Coast stay longer.
Yeah, stay longer. Actually, take a look at this. I'm going today by date. It's really interesting.
This is insane.
As line chart. And now look at this. This is a pattern of where people come to Hawaii. And it's really, really cool, right? So I can go in here and say, this is the West Coast on the top. And this is the East Coast next to it. It's almost the same, but if you look, there's a phase difference. The people on the West Coast goes in Thanksgiving, November. East Coast, this is West Coast. East Coast goes in Christmas. West Coast goes in July. East Coast goes in August. So they balance each other. It's really, really interesting. People in Canada, this is the blue line here at the bottom, only in the winter, because nobody wants to be in Canada in the winter. And and this line here is Japan. And the thing that struck me with Japan is it's no obvious holiday period. The peak is in the fall. Why do Japanese go in the fall? Clearly, it's not the school holiday, the kids. And in fact, I've been with family there, and I noticed that there are not a lot, there's a lot of Japanese signage. Japanese tourism to Japan in Hawaii is very big. A lot of Japanese stores, fantastic economic boom. But when you look, not a lot of children. Mm-hmm. A lot of young people, but not children. And the reason is, and back to the survey, the reason is because when you ask why people show up to Hawaii and say, for honeymoon, and what you discover is Japan.
Takes
the crown.
That's the spot.
Yes, it's honeymoon. They don't go to school, right? Look at the amazing growth, over 100% growth in 4 years in honeymoon vacations for Japanese. We look at statistics, over 30% of Japanese honeymoons are celebrated in Hawaii. It's like the old Niagara Falls for Americans.
Yeah.
This is what Hawaii is for the Japanese. Fascinating.
That is amazing.
Now, the point is, look at that. All I had to do is, I didn't know to do any analysis. I just typed what I wanted, and it just showed up. The level of skills, I don't need to be an analyst.
So
I can be a regular business user. And when I like something, see the pin button here? When I click on it, it just adds it to my dashboard. Say it's pinned to the dashboard, and from this point on, I can go back to my dashboard, and I will find that, here it is. I find that visual. For me to go and create dashboards for the information that I care about, it's just asking the question in English, pinning it, and that's how my dashboard gets created. I don't need an analyst to do that. I just can create my own dashboard. It's so easy.
So I have a real serious question as we end here, because this is important to me. So I'm diabetic.
Yep.
I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I've got equipment that's plugged into me with real-time blood sugar.
Yes.
And I'm working on a system with open source called Night Scout that sends it into the cloud. Yeah. Can I plug this in and start doing blood sugar analysis?
So easy. The way you do it, we have actually combined it with Azure Stream Analytics, mm-hmm. which now you can push these events to the Azure Event Hub.
Yeah.
And from the Azure Event Hub, the Stream Analytics can stream the data, process it in flight, and push it to this dashboard to have the same kind of live experiences we've seen with the survey done in the other show, right? So like the live voting. It will be, you can build these trend charts, you can get distributions, get all this information
in the
dashboard.
There's the glucose data, there's the blood sugar, there's carbohydrates, there's hypoglycemic events. I want to ask these questions in real English.
With almost no code, live data, real time in those dashboards.
It's pretty clear what I'm doing tonight.
Okay, fantastic.
Absolutely amazing, amazing stuff going on with Power BI. Sign up now. It's Azure Friday.
Thank you.